Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The FARC rebel commander in Colombia ordered a final ceasefire beginning today as part of a permanent peace deal with the government ending one of the world's longest-running conflicts. Rodrigo Londoño, leader of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, called for that ceasefire while in Havana, where both sides negotiated the peace deal. President Emeritus and senior fellow of the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue, Peter Hakim, called the announcement significant.
One can dispute and disagree about the precise terms of the agreement, but the fact that both sides are ready to sign an agreement means that both sides believe whatever they want to accomplish can be best accomplished through peace, not war.
Earlier, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos announced the military will end operations against the rebels today. The deal is expected to be put to a referendum next month. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Dhaka, Bangladesh, to discuss economic development, cooperation between the two countries, and counterterrorism. Visit comes 2 days after police in Bangladesh raided a militant hideout, killing the suspected mastermind of last month's deadly attack on a cafe in Dhaka, along with two other Islamist extremists. Mr. Kerry is on his first trip to Bangladesh as Secretary of State. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says the leader of Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, was wounded in a recent airstrike. Mr. Buhari also said he's prepared to talk with Boko Haram about the release of more than 200 schoolgirls still missing after being abducted by the group in Chibok, Borno State 2 years ago. This is VOA News. Turkey's armed forces and rebel allies pushed deeper into Syria the fifth day on Sunday of an offensive President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insists is aimed at both U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters and militants of the Islamic State. Turkey sent its military into Syria Wednesday, seizing the border town of Jarablus from the IS militants.
Daesh'in Suriye ve Irak'tan temizlenmesi için.
At a rally on Sunday, Mr. Erdogan vowed to give all support to actions aimed at cleaning Syria and Iraq of the Islamic State, rooting out the Kurdish Democratic Union Party. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales tells VOA this could undermine the fight against the Islamic State.
They're reasonably closely connected to the PKK, which is a fairly radical Turkish nationalist group based essentially in Turkey. The Turks have gone after this group, which has been the most effective force fighting Islamic State on the ground. The danger is it's going to detract attention from Islamic State.
Turkish officials say their goal in Syria is to ensure Kurdish forces don't expand the territory they control along Turkey's border while driving IS militants from their strongholds. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says it is unacceptable for some European Union members to close their doors to refugees just because they are Muslims. Officials in Berlin say they expect to grant entry to as many as 300,000 migrants through all of 2016. They are mainly from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. Merkel wants a quota system for the 28-member European Union to accept would-be immigrants. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta have agreed to further trade and investment between the two countries at the end of a conference in Nairobi.
We signed an important document, which is the promotion and protection of investments, which we expect will spur Japanese private sector investments in Kenya.
Japan's direct investments in Africa total nearly $1.25 billion. In the U.S. presidential campaign, rhetoric on race relations in America continues as Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton both are vying for the backing of minority voters 8 years after the United States elected its first African-American president. Latest Reuters Ipsos poll of American voters shows Clinton has a 41-36 lead over Trump, the presidential election set for November the 8th. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.